ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hi, I'm Patricia Carvelis, the host of Politics Now, the ABC's podcast unpacking the latest political news when it happens. Every weekday, you'll hear me and the sharpest political minds at the ABC.
Me, Jacob Greber.
Me, Raf Epstein.
Me, Claudia Long.
Me, David Spears.
And me, Fran Kelly, for the Party Room every Thursday.
So join me for Politics Now, download and follow on the ABC Listen app.
Before we start, be aware that we're continuing our coverage of the distressing events at Bondi on the weekend. Sydney's Jewish community is grieving after Sunday's mass shooting at Bondi Beach. It was an act of terrorism that Jewish leaders long feared. So, in the depths of their sorrow, how are they coping and what are they asking for? Today, Rabbi Mendel Castell from support group Jewish House, whose own brother-in-law, Rabbi Eli Schlanger, was killed in the attack. And I ask Federal Sydney Liberal Member of Parliament, Julian Lisa, where Australians, outraged at this attack, should direct their anger. I'm Andy Park. On Gadigal Land in Sydney, this is ABC News Daily. Rabbi Castell, I'm deeply sorry to hear that your family's been directly impacted by these attacks with the loss of your brother-in-law, Rabbi Eli Schlanger.
Thank you.
Can you just tell me what these last few hours have been like for you and your community?
Look, it's been devastating. It's been very difficult. People are very overwhelmed. People are beginning to process what actually happened here. It's very, very difficult. And we try and support each other and try and figure out how in the world we're going to get through this.
What sort of man was your brother-in-law?
He was the most beautiful man. He was somebody who people loved to spend time with. He loved spending time with people. It didn't matter their status, you know, whether he was visiting people in hospitals or prisons. He was a man who was a man of the people, somebody who cared about people, somebody who took an interest in people and was a real godly man. He was a real spiritual man, really brought genuine spiritual support and love and enthusiasm to people. So he was really somebody special and a huge loss.
Together with the loss of your brother-in-law, we're learning about the people whose lives have been lost across the Jewish community in Sydney. They were really from all walks of life, weren't they?
They were, and different ages as well.
The youngest fatality has been identified as 10-year-old Matilda. Her auntie Lena spoke to ABC News on behalf of the family and says she's just a happy kid who loves school.
Two other victims to be named were rabbis at Chabad in Bondi, a global Hasidic Jewish organisation. Rabbi Eli Schlanger had served the local community for 18 years and was an organiser of the Hanukkah by the Sea event.
Former New South Wales police officer Peter Maher has now been identified as among the dead.
Dan Elkayam, Alexander Clayton and Reuven Morrison are also among the victims.
Do you know many of the other deceased? Have you spoken to their families as well?
I do know a number of them, and I know people in hospital as well. And yeah, it's a huge tragedy for the community.
Right now we're seeing an outpouring of grief in Bondi.
We're here grieving like everyone else and trying to just send our love and support in the way we can. It's just absolutely devastating.
It is a community in shock, a community in fear. People are certainly numb. I think it'll take a little while to really have the scale of this thing sink in.
We're seeing the PM lay flowers, there's acts of solidarity, words of sympathy. But what does the Jewish community really need right now?
I think we need a change in understanding what's going on. I think we as a community have been jumping up and down for a long time, concerned about social media, universities, things at work, messages on the streets. And we really need to rethink what we're doing, because I'm not blaming somebody or pointing a finger at somebody, but this sort of stuff is never good and just breeds a certain kind of behavior and pushing the boundaries and seeing how far you can go until somebody just does something crazy like this. So we really need to rethink of how we treat each other, what we tolerate.
Obviously, in the individual acts of heroism that we saw from New South Wales Police and the paramedics is one thing, but from the New South Wales Police as a whole, do you feel let down?
Look, I think the police officers do their job. They are committed. I do work with New South Wales Police, and we have some incredibly dedicated officers who, you know, get up in the morning and put their lives on the line. So I think police are doing everything they can.
But for an event as large as Sunday's festival, the Festival of Light for your community, should police have had more serious special officers in place ready to meet such a threat?
Look, in hindsight, we can always try and nitpick and pull it apart. I'm not a security expert, but for today, you know, it's the solidarity, it's the love and the message of Hanukkah. You know, what these people try to do, they try to extinguish the light of Hanukkah and try and create darkness. We will in turn tonight not light one candle, we will light two candles, and tomorrow night we will light three candles, and the next night four candles, all through the eight nights of Hanukkah, and the message being that we're not happy with what we've achieved yesterday and bringing light and peace and hugs and love to people. Today we're going to do more, and tomorrow we'll do even more. And if we take that message across Australian society, I think we'll start to see the dial move on these issues.
Julian Lisa is the Federal Liberal Member for Barara in Sydney, and he's a Jewish Australian. Julian, I suppose you've been feeling all sorts of emotions since this tragic attack. In any other year, I'd be wishing you happy Hanukkah. And the first night of the celebration that's sometimes called the Festival of Lights now feels very, very dark indeed. How are you feeling?
I feel crushed. I think that's numb. That's the sort of feeling of most of the Jewish community as I walk around the streets of Bondi today and talk to people. I want Australians who've never seen Hanukkah before or been to festival to imagine carols by candlelight in their local park, because this is effectively the Jewish version of that. There are rides for kids. There are lots of families. There are people saying prayers. There is singing. There is joy. There's that same feeling that you get at Christmas time of the end of the year and summer, and there's lights. And Hanukkah is all about, over the 8 days, lighting increasing candle numbers of candles and letting the light grow. And the light was snuffed out for 16 people, and there are still many people who are critically wounded. And my thoughts are with the families today who woke up yesterday morning and had people at their breakfast table, and today they're not there, and those people sitting around the hospitals with their families, wondering, praying that they pull through.
In previous interviews, you've told me about the threats that you've been subjected to personally as a Jewish member of parliament. How do you connect those experiences with the events of Sunday? Are they connected, and if so, how?
Well, look, I think even before October 7, we've been seeing an escalation in anti-Semitism in recent years here. But since October 7, it's been off the charts. And we've had that report from the Special Envoy on Anti-Semitism, Julian Siegel. We had the yearly reports from the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. And many in the Jewish community hoped that we would never see something of the sort that we saw last night. But there was also a sense from people that this was predictable because you know, one of the things about Jewish Australians is that you get a sense that your own story is part of a far broader story in the history of the world, as it were, and that we've seen these patterns of behaviour before. And what starts with hateful words never ends with hateful words.
In fact, you wrote an op-ed in July which said, and I quote, "In every occasion, this government has either failed to act or has been far too slow in doing so," in reference to tackling rising anti-Semitism. Who are you angry at, and where should Australians outraged at this attack similarly, where should they be directing their anger?
Well, I wanted to say that the first thing is that today is principally about those people who have lost their lives and also those people who we hope for a speedy recovery for. But I've been very critical of the Prime Minister and his government in the way in which they've handled the anti-Semitism crisis. And I don't for a moment resile from any of the things that I've said in the last 2.5 years on these matters. At a bare minimum, the government has had the report from Julian Siegel for 6 months now, and they've sat on it. And there's been every excuse for not implementing it. Well, the time for excuses is over. It's time to implement that report in full. And it's time to take serious action quickly and preventative action. That's what that report was all about. More broadly, preventative action to stop the ongoing escalation of hatred against Jews.
Well, the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, insists that his government is working to stamp out the scourge of anti-Semitism, and he says he's spoken with the anti-Semitism envoy.
My government will continue to stand with Jewish Australians and continue to stand to stamp out anti-Semitism in all of its forms. We have taken strong action. We'll continue to work with the community. I've already had a discussion with the anti-Semitism envoy, the first one ever appointed in Australia, Gillian Siegel. I spoke with Peter Wertheim and other leaders of the Jewish community. We'll continue to work with them because this is a time where all Australians need to wrap our arms around Jewish Australians.
Julian, Lisa, does ASIO have questions to answer here?
Well, look, I'm not going to get into those questions today. We're due to have a briefing from the security services and, I want to respect the processes in relation to that. But as the opposition, we will be holding all the agencies to account. We'll be making sure that we hold the government putting in place, you know, everything that we can to ensure an event like this never, ever happens again, because it never should have happened in the first place.
Police Commissioner Mal Lanyon pointed to the Jewish community's own security provisions in relation to securing events such as Sundays.
We were well aware and we worked closely with the Jewish community in terms of Hanukkah. The Jewish community has its own security group that we work very closely with, so there were police present. The fact there was such prompt action taken demonstrates the police were present.
And I know you've spoken about the individual members of the New South Wales Police and their acts of bravery, but should the police have been better prepared?
Well, look, again, I think this is a matter that we will explore in due course. There will be a coronial inquiry into all of these matters. And, you know, I think we need to make sure that we're putting in place things to ensure that this doesn't happen again. But again, I want to thank the police. I want to thank the first responders. I want to thank those amazing Australians who ran up the beach and took matters into their own hands to try and protect their fellow Australians and to save lives. They are all heroes.
What does your community, the Sydney Jewish community, most need? Is it acts of solidarity? Is it words of sympathy or flowers or something more concrete?
Well, I think the first thing is that people need to not smush this up. This is anti-Semitism, plain and simple, and we need people to, at the very least, get on their social media and say that they condemn acts of anti-Semitism and call it out for that. We need them to reach out to their Jewish friends. I cannot tell you, my phone and my email have exploded today with people from my electorate from around the country, indeed from all over the world, checking in and sending messages of solidarity and support. And there are some symbolic things people can do. I have a wonderful Catholic bishop in my electorate called Anthony Randazzo, the Bishop of Broken Bay, and he is encouraging everyone in the Catholic community of Broken Bay to put a candle in their window, to join with the Jewish community who will light the Hanukkiot and put our candles in our window in order to let the light grow at this time of extraordinary darkness.
Just lastly, and I have to be honest, I struggled to explain this to my kids today and I stopped short and I dodged the question. I feel like I didn't have the words. You're a father of young kids too, and they're the next generation of Jewish Australians. Did you tell them? And if not, will you one day?
Well, we were at the celebration of Hanukkah on the North Shore last night and it was locked down, and I told my son that there were some people who'd been shot, and he was very distressed by that. And I wanted to ensure him for him to understand that he was safe. He's only 7, and try to tell him what I can in an appropriate way. But I think last night was the end of his innocence, and it was even more than for him or for kids like yours. I feel for the kids who were actually at Bondi, who've seen something that they'll never be able to forget. There've been kids who've been killed, kids who've been shot, and kids who just witnessed scenes from a war zone, scenes from a massacre. They're the children that I particularly want to think of tonight.
Julian and Lisa, my condolences with you and your community, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Andy.
Julian Lisa is the federal Liberal MP from Sydney. I also spoke with Rabbi Mendel Castell, the CEO of Jewish House. This episode was produced by Sydney Peed and Cinnamon Nippard. Audio production by Sam Dunn. Our supervising producer is David Cody. I'm Andy Park, ABC News Daily. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.